2019's a big year for the American Legion. 100 years, huh?
Yes, it is a significant year in our history, and we are doing our very best to showcase our 100 years of service to our communities and to our veterans and our children and youth. And we are asking our American Legion posts to do the same locally, meaning have open houses and community events that will bring our community into the post homes or to inform them of what it is that we do as an organization for the communities and talk to the communities a little bit about the history. And that encompasses not just our history at a national level, but also at the local level. So there is a big focus on it, and we've even got the United States Congress into the act by their approval of commemorative coins that that will recognize the American Legion's 100 years of service.
Yeah, and those are available now, I take it.
They are, and they're available through our website at legion.org, which will take you to the United States Mint website, and you can learn more information there.
If people are not members of the American Legion or did not serve in the military, it's kind of easy to kind of forget or ignore the Legion, if you will. Not that it should be, but they, you know, just if they're not members, they don't really know that it's around. For those who don't know much about the Legion, what does the Legion do?
Well, the Legion is America's largest veteran service organization, comprised right now of wartime veterans that provided honorable service to the nation. They don't require having served in combat. They could have served stateside just as long as it was service during a wartime period. Our goals are what we call our four pillars of service. You know, built on a foundation of God and country, we have four pillars, which include service to our veterans, service to our children and youth, our national defense and national security, and the promotion of Americanism and patriotism in our country. And we do that through a network of about 13,000 local American Legion posts around the world that are community-based and promote those programs as they can within their own communities. And, you know, sometimes we have an issue with people not knowing who we are because we don't have veteran in our name. But the American Legion was founded by our World War I veterans to recognize their unique experience in the First World War, and to promote what their needs were when they returned home from battle, and much of that was centered on providing resources that were lacking for our veterans, for the widows and orphans that were whose loved ones were left behind.
Mm-hmm. I've only got a couple minutes and so many issues to talk about with you, but I want to go on to D-Day because this is a big year. It's the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and that is a major thing, isn't it? And how's
yes,
the Legion observing that?
We'll be observing it by being present at the observances for the 75th anniversary. We'll be doing some travel in Europe, which will include Germany and Belgium. But we will be spending about 4 or 5 days in the Normandy area to participate in some of the ceremonies in the area there, to visit our local American cemeteries, meet with some of the local politicians, and to certainly meet with our World War II D-Day veterans that will be there. And This is going to be probably one of the more significant observances because of the age of the veterans involved. We'll be having great representation from our military, and I understand that the president will be visiting as well.
It worries me that as the passage of time goes, we lose these veterans, and eventually these events fade from our memory. And it scares me that people will maybe one day forget that D-Day ever happened because it was so important to the war effort and to the saving of our country, essentially.
I totally agree with you. And knowing how the history books have changed since I grew up, I worry about that as well.
I am coming up on time here, and so I need to let you go, but if for anybody who wants to know more about the Legion and what it does and how to celebrate in its centennial year, how do they do that? Where do they go?
They go to our website at legion.org, and there'll be many links there to get to the local state organizations, or you can go to a local post.
There we go. Commander Rysted, I thank you for a few minutes out. Happy trails to Europe, and I'm sure we'll talk again sometime soon. I hope so.
Thank you, Ken. It's great being with you.
Take care, sir. Bye now.
Thank you.